Hi, this is Don Coco, or DJC, and I'd like to welcome you to this production of Blind Cool Tech. With news and views, I hope you can use. If you like what I'm doing here, I'd love to hear from you. Please contact oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. That's oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. Stand by, please, for news and views I hope you can use.
Hi, this is Don Coco, or many of you know me as DJC, and I'm recording for you from Sacramento, California. What I wanted to talk about today will only be of interest probably to people who live here in the United States, but what I want to talk about is the digital TV converter boxes, because I have a couple of them here. The one I'm going to demo for you today is made by a company called Insignia. Insignia. And this is the second converter box I bought. I was fortunate. I bought them when they had the government coupon program. So the box, they were $60 a piece and $40 with each coupon. So for me, it only cost $20 per box. I only have one TV that I need to use it on, and that's a little TV. It's a small little RCA 13-inch mono television that I bought way back in 1990, and that's the one I have back here in my office. The television in my living room and the television in my bedroom are connected to my DirecTV satellite system. First thing I want to do is describe the box for you. It's sort of like a sandwich type of a box, not all that big. It's similar to probably your Comcast box or any type of a box that you might have. It would be sort of similar to that, but they're not all that big. These boxes are not all that big, and this one sits on the top of my television set. Let's describe the box for you. On the front of the box, we have, of course, the digital window, and then on the right side of the box, on the right front side of the box, we have three buttons. One is a power button, and the other two buttons, I'm not sure what they are. I think they might be channel up and down buttons. I'm not really sure. However, you basically, with the digital box, you set your analog television to channel 3 or channel 4. Some of the boxes, I understand, want you to set it to channel 4. Well, mine wants me to set it to channel 3. And then the signal is controlled by the box itself. On the back of the box, we have two cable jacks. The one on the right is connected to a powered antenna. Now, what they suggest you do is, if you can, use an outdoor antenna. Unfortunately, I don't have that luxury because I live in an apartment, so I have to use an indoor antenna. And what I did is I went out to Radio Shack and I bought a powered antenna. In other words, when I say powered, it has a wall wart that you plug into the wall. You plug that into the antenna itself. There's a volume control on the front of the antenna. It has rabbit ears, and it has a center swivel loop on it. And since digital is controlled by the center loop, it's not controlled by the rabbit ears. We leave the rabbit ears pushed down because they don't do us any good. So we just use the center loop, or the UHF loop as they called it in the olden days, but now it's the digital loop. And this powered antenna, it's not bad. Now, there are many things that affect the signal, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but let me finish describing the box itself for you here. So the right connector is, as I said, is a cable connector, and you put your antenna there. Right to the left of that, there's another cable connector, and that's the connector that goes between your television and your box. In my case, I'm fortunate. My television is not so old that I didn't have a cable connector on the back of it, so it's a matter of just screwing in the cable or pushing it in if it comes with those kind of connectors. Now, to the left of that, there are six RCA jacks. I myself have not connected this equipment to any of the RCA jacks, but I assume there are two outputs and one input. That's usually the way they work. You could theoretically connect a VCR to this equipment or connect your stereo system to this box. You certainly could do that. But I got to tell you, I find the reception, and you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it, it's not bad, but the signal does drop on and off. It does that, and there's lots of factors that cause it to do that. By the way, that's all that's on the box, are the six RCA pins, the two jacks in back, and the three buttons on the front. There's no headphone jack, nothing like that, on the box itself. Now let me turn my chair, because I'm facing one way, and if all of a sudden you hear a little hum, it's because the TV in the box will give off a little bit of hum, so please excuse that. But let me turn myself towards the box. Now I have a little, small little remote control. It's got a powered button for the TV, a powered button for the box itself, which I just turned on the box. It's got numerous other buttons. I can't even begin to tell you what they do. I honestly do not know. I understand they have, like, I guess it turns on closed captioning or guides for the box, if the television station is sending the signal, that sort of thing. The box itself, once it's on, it's, by default, it's programmed to shut off after, I believe it's 4 hours. Although, this is all menus, and I need to talk about that too. If you're a blind person, when you buy one of these boxes, you will need to have sighted assistance to set it up, unfortunately. They're not intuitive. You don't just plug them in and they come on. It doesn't work that way. Not only do you have to program the box, but you also have to program the remote, because the remote's not intuitive. It takes, this particular remote takes, I want to say two pieces of AA, but it may only be one, so I'm not going to swear to that either. And it has all the numbers at the bottom. The 5 does have a little nub on it, so you can tell where the 5 is. Now, the way digital channels work, as I said, they're either there or they're not. And the way you type them up, depending on the television station and what they're sending, let's say my channel 3 is sending a digital signal. It could be on 301, 302, 303, that sort of thing, all the way up to 309. And I suppose they could even add more. I don't see that actually happening. What I think is going to happen is the stations will add maybe a few channels of content apiece. I don't know what their plans are. Of course, the future will dictate the plans. So we do not know. Anyway, I'm now going to turn on, I've turned on the digital box, I'm now going to turn on the TV itself. And it's very important to angle the remote up towards the box, because the box is on the top of my television set. Like I said, it's a small metal box. So if I angle it at the TV and I don't turn the box on, you're just going to hear hiss. So let's turn on the TV. And we have a signal there, but as you'll hear, it's coming on and off. See, it's on and off. Now, it depends on the channel, but what this thing has on it, it's got a button here where I can check the, basically check the signal. It's a beeper. And the faster that beeper beeps, the better the signal.
They say is that you think it's best to marry rich and so sure someone can take care of you. But aren't you an independent woman who believes that she
The signal is definitely on and off on this particular channel. I think this is my channel 10. Let's go to channel 3. I'm going to type 03. And we're going to go to that channel. And that channel is not even coming in. That channel is not coming in. Unfortunately, I'm unable to get to the antenna to make adjustments. Let's try 032, which is the weather, digital weather channel. And that one also won't come in. Let's try our channel 6. Mama, Okay, Channel 6 is our public TV, and Channel 6 has various channels. So I'm going to type 061. Okay, that has nothing on it. Let's try 062. And that one does have programming. Let's try 063. There it is. And that's a Spanish channel. Let's try 064. Now, it went to 064, but they don't use it. But it will go to any number you type in on these things. Our next channel is channel 10, so let's go to channel 10. Let's type 101. Nothing on that one. 102. Used to have our weather on there, but they have discontinued that apparently. 103. 104. And 104 has the digital feed on it. So I have channel 10, which is the analog feed, or 104, which is the same. It's the digital feed. It is popping on and off a bit here. Let's go to the next channel, our channel 13. And channel 13 is definitely not coming in. Let's go to our channel 19, which is a Spanish station. Definitely not coming in. Let's go to channel 29. Okay, this one is coming in. And you can hear it's popping on and off. The signal is either there or it's not. Let's go to 291, which would be 29 digital 1. He's there, but he's not coming in. 292. It's very cloudy and rainy here today, and that's a big part of my problem with the signal. Well, 293 is trying to come in. And we have a 294. Let's go to our channel 31. Okay, that's our channel 31. Now, we can try 311. Which is not coming in. I guess it's 311. Okay, we have a channel 40 here. Let's go to channel 40. I'm just typing 40. We're going there. And there he is. And I happen to know there's a digital signal on 402. Let me try that one. 402. And there it is. And that's it. That's all the digital channels we have here in Sacramento. But as I've explained to you, the signal is either there or it's not. There is no in between. There are a lot of factors that affect it. The weather, my body, how my body is, as far as where my body is in relation to this thing, all kinds of factors that affect this. And as you'll hear, it's popping on and off. Let me use my signal thing again to see what the signal looks like. Now, the faster the signal, the better the signal. See, it's pretty good right this second. And it'll go up and down as the signal strength goes up and down on the digital channel. Oh, we're starting to lose it. As you can hear, it slowed down. There's a better signal right there right now. And there we go. We'll shut the TV off. And there we go. Shut off the digital box. There we go. And put the remote back on the table there. And there we go. Something about the digital conversion boxes. Now, to keep in mind, these will not work. Like, if you have a TV radio, unless it has a jack on the back or it has a couple of screw terminals, if it does have that, you might be able to, you know, get it to work with the digital boxes. I have a portable TV here, a small little portable TV, and that one just has a telescopic whip on it. So it's obviously not going to work with that. But there you go. That's the digital boxes that are coming out. Now, to be sure, they may improve the digital signals. They may add power. I don't know what the plans are yet. I think they're okay. Would I want to record off a VCR with one of them? Well, no, I sure wouldn't, as you heard. The signal is either there or it's not. And today being very cloudy, normally channel 10, which is the channel I normally watch when I do want to watch TV on this little one, is it comes in quite well. And as you heard today, it was in and out. And like I say, a lot of factors go into it, including the weather. I just wanted to make a further comment here before we go. What basically happens is when you connect the box for the first time to your television and turn your television on and turn the box on, you'll get a menu that'll come up on the screen. And the person who will help you, will obviously a sighted person will have to do this for you. But basically what you do is you scan in all the digital channels. And that, or you scan in all the channels, actually. It scans all the channels into the box, which then, of course, will translate them to the TV. And it'll show how many channels have been scanned in. Mine shows, right at the moment, I believe it's 16 altogether. But since this is not finalized yet, they're going to finalize this thing in June. Right at the moment, stations are continuously changing these digital channels. For example, you heard 1004, or... Yeah, 104 rather, 104, which is our channel 10-4, if you will. It's 104, which equals channel 10's digital signal. They may change that tomorrow to 102 or 103 or that sort of thing. So you don't know where they're going to go with these things.
Well, that's going to tie the ribbons on this edition of Blind Cool Tech. If you have suggestions for future programs, I'd love to hear from you. Please write to oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. That's oldies at livingontheedgeradio.com. I'm Don Coco from Sacramento, California. I'm wishing each one of you the very best of 73, and thanks for listening.